I'm Dr. Larry Lennon, K-12 Mathematics Coordinator for Douglas County Schools. Douglas County is located southeast of Denver, Colorado, and our central office is in Castle Rock, Colorado. A couple years ago, we have assembled a group of high school teachers and middle school teachers to discuss what's really important in algebra, particularly Algebra 1. We crafted some essential learnings for Algebra 1. The big idea was that we wanted a few essential learnings so that teachers could ensure that all kids could access these and master these ideas by the end of their freshman school year or whenever they're taking Algebra 1. Our essential learnings focus on linear functions, quadratic functions, and algebraic expressions. We have some indicators underneath each one of those topics. Following that year of essential learning development, we kept our study team together and we began to take a look at our end of course algebra exam. So we spent last year crafting three interim assessments focused on our three essential learnings for algebra. This year, we're implementing those assessments, and all schools that teach algebra are invited to participate and expected to participate in the implementation of these interim assessments. The exams are one part of our plan to implement an awareness and expectations for algebra competency. We have plans to gather all feeder schools, and by a feeder it would mean a high school and a middle school in a particular area in Douglas County, together beginning in January to discuss the results of the first interim assessment. Following that, we will administer the other interim assessments, and still the expectation is that high schools and middle schools in a feeder area get together and discuss the results. We take a look at the results, what kids knew, what they didn't know, and adjust instruction based on those results. In Douglas County, we have provided multiple opportunities for algebra teachers to take a look at algebra from multiple perspectives. Research is pretty clear that when kids can connect mathematical ideas to something other than a symbolic representation, they're more likely to not only remember that, but more fully understand the notion, for example, of a quadratic. So we provide opportunities for teachers to see how that works. We go into classrooms and model how that works. We go into classrooms and coach teachers as to how that works. And we work with teachers in classrooms with students to get them more comfortable and more confident in working with the kids on modeling mathematical, in particular algebraic, ideas. In a classroom last week, I was working with students and I asked them to get out one n squared piece, five n strips, and six units and see if they could form a rectangle with it. Kids muddled around with it, but eventually some kids figured out that physically those pieces actually make a rectangle. Then I asked them, well, what dimensions are these? And what they found was, well, the dimensions are n plus 3 by n plus 2. And then we talked about, well, that's factoring this quadratic. How would mathematicians write that? Well, they'd write it as n squared plus 5n plus 6. When you factor it, it's n plus 2 times n plus 3. What I heard from the kids were comments like, I've never seen that before. It makes a rectangle. Do others make a rectangle? And so we had a discussion that came out of this revelation for these kids of another way to represent an algebraic concept and a way to model that concept. When kids can connect the physical model to the symbolic representation to some sort of real-world example, they're more likely to understand what was going on. In Douglas County, it's important that teachers of mathematics understand that the curriculum is not the textbook. It is the standards and the essential learnings that we've crafted for each grade level or each course at the high school level. So our curriculum for algebra really is all about linear functions, quadratic functions, and algebraic expressions, the three essential learnings for algebra. We want to know, how are kids doing with that? Are they understanding those concepts? Because we want them to master those concepts so that when they move into the next course, be it geometry or algebra 2, they're ready to get into that course.